presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
I want to look back, and I want this to be about mothers and about relationships. I want us to go back in a time when there was a famine in the land, and there was a guy called Elimelech. I practiced that earlier on, but I probably should have practiced it more. And he had a wife called Naomi and two kids. He had Mahon and Chilion, okay? But where they were living, like I said, there was a famine in the land and they were starving hungry, so they decided they're going to go to another place. They went to Moab to live because there was food there. And Elimelech sold the house, got rid of all their stuff, they moved to Moab. Things were good for a while, right? Then unfortunately, Elimelech died. And his wife Naomi was left alone with just her two sons. And he felt that travelling back to where they came from wasn't a good option yet. And her two sons took wives from Moab. And they had a great life for a while. Naomi had a heart for the Lord. She served the Lord, worshipped the Lord. And they didn't let the foreign gods of the land where they were living influence their lives. The king of the land of Moab didn't like the Israelites' God, and he was doing everything he could to get rid of that God. And he would encourage young daughters of families to go out and marry these Israelite young men with the hope of influencing them to serve foreign gods. Israelites serving foreign gods is something that happened a lot in the Old Testament. I'm reading through a section of Judges and 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, and it seems that every 10 minutes the phrase Israel was serving other gods again. God's angry and he's going to do something about it again. You know, it's like every time he turns his back, they started serving other gods. But Naomi in her heart was serving God because she didn't want that to happen. She didn't want to be affected by the other gods. But her two sons took foreign wives. But interestingly, these foreign wives actually adopted the Jewish ways, the Mosaic law. They accepted the God, Yahweh. And that would have been a little bit unusual in their time. I think that living in a foreign land, right, it wasn't their land. Now, unfortunately, the two sons died. Imagine how Naomi feels. She's lost her husband. Dealing with that, she's then lost her two sons. Doesn't mention about any other daughters being in the family, only mentions two sons. So here we have Naomi living in a foreign land, two stepdaughters who are native to that foreign land. And she makes a very hard decision. Naomi decides in her heart that she's going to go back to her home country. She's going to go back to an area called Bethlehem. And she says to her two daughters, she says, look, I'm going to go back to my country. I don't have an inheritance there. I don't have any land. We sold all that. We moved up to this place. We've got nothing left there. But I've got family there. I'm going to go back to my home country. And she says to these daughters, she says, I want you to go back to your families. There's no point staying with me. Now, there's a custom that if Naomi had more children and had a son, then those sons could grow up and could marry one of those daughters and perpetuate the line. But she was saying, look, you know, I'm getting on in a few years, and you know, I'm getting on in years, and so if I find a husband, and if I have a son, and if you can wait around about 25 years, I can provide you with a husband. But that's just not going to work. So she says, I'm going back to Bethlehem, and I'm going to ask you to go back to your families. Now, the two daughters, Ophrah and Ruth, very distressed by this, and I find this perplexing, because we're talking about a mother-in-law here. They are choosing to go with the mother-in-law. Now, I'm not going to do any jokes about mother-in-laws. It's Mother's Day, okay? So you have to think to yourself, Naomi must have been a very special mother-in-law, that they have chosen to stay with her. They sort of say, no, we want to go to Bethlehem with you. Naomi pleads with them and says, now please go to be with your families. Now, Ophrah decides to go back to her family. And when we have Ruth decides that she's not going back. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go and return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. So these two daughters-in-law were nice people. They'd been good to their husbands. They'd been good to the mother-in-law. Naomi is a little bit bitter towards God because she's lost her husband and her sons. And as Robbie feels the grief, and I feel the grief of losing our daughter-in-law just in January, it hurts. You know, it changes you. It gives you a different outlook on life. For Robbie and myself, that was the first relative. Robbie's mother died 2 years prior to that. But without not being in direct relationship with her, it was a little bit different, certainly for me, and she was my mother-in-law. But when we lost our daughter, that was painful. Daughter-in-law, that was painful. And it hurt and affected our lives. It affected us watching her go through the pain that she was in. Ruth decides she wants to stay with Naomi and go back to Bethlehem. I find that amazing. A person has found someone in their life who means something to them. Not a blood mother, but a mother-in-law. And I know I've experienced people in my life in the past, and I know of other people that have experienced where there's been someone in their life that has been a mother figure for them, where their own mother hasn't met the grade. It's important to note that despite what we're going through in our own lives, our mother is still our mother. We do need to respect and honour them. But we do also fairly recognise that sometimes it's a relationship that doesn't help us. Okay? So Naomi has gone back to Bethlehem with Ruth. Now what are they going to do? They don't have any land. And Ruth says to Naomi, if you're living on the streets, whatever you're having to do, I'm going to be there beside you. And I think that's amazing. You know, in that time, there was no welfare, there was no support for them, right? There was nothing for them, so they would be living as beggars, basically. And there's a wonderful scripture, or wonderful phrase that Ruth says to Naomi before they leave. And okay, Ruth says to Naomi, "Do not urge me to leave you or return from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Your God will be my God." Now, this is a beautiful example of Jesus' grace to other people. You see, Ruth wasn't an Israelite. Okay? Ruth was a Moab who grew up following other gods. Naomi was an Israelite following the Mosaic laws. And so Ruth has decided to put aside all of her beliefs and accept the ways of Yahweh. That is an important thing for us today. Because Ruth is the connection between, or Ruth is knitted into the family of Naomi. She's all part of the line of David, which leads to the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. It's all tied in. It's an amazing picture. But the thing I want us to think about today is that Ruth loved her mother-in-law, which means that a couple of things. It means that Naomi was a great mother-in-law. She accepted her daughters-in-law as if they were blood. She cared about them so much. She cared about them so much. And at the same time, Ruth accepted her mother-in-law to the point of, instead of returning to her own mother in Moab, she actually decided to go with Naomi back to Bethlehem. We've got a mixture of families and emotions that tie together. I could go through the book of Ruth and just spend days there just reading through the whole system where Ruth ends up becoming married to the king, one of the wives, king's wives, you know. They end up being favoured by the king. Ruth is basically searching for grain in the fields. And the king notices her and knows that she's related. She's a daughter-in-law of Naomi and wants to take care of her. She's a foreigner, but this king wants to take care of her. This king accepts her in, which is a picture of Jesus taking us in. God accepts us. We weren't the chosen tribe of Israel. We're the Gentiles. We're the unclean ones that got invited in, regardless of who we are. Naomi accepted Ruth as her mother, as her daughter, and Ruth accepted Naomi as her mother. It was a decision to accept. And that for us today is the crux of the matter, whether we're in good relationship with our family or not. It's about our decisions to accept. I don't have a spiritual parent, so to speak, in as much that my parents are not spiritual in any way, shape or form. Although I have found out recently that my father used to teach Sunday school a long time ago after the war in England, which was something I did not know about. He'd never mentioned it, never talked about it. I've learnt to accept them for who they are. They have certain rules and things that are not negotiable. But I accept them because I want to be in relationship with them. Right? And they have, they accept us in their lives. It's important that we don't get hung up on gotten hurt, right? When we hold hurt in our lives, only one person that gets hurt through that. It's us. Okay? If we harbour things in our heart, it only affects us. We can put them aside. Say, Lord, give it over to you, as hard as it might be. We have the chance to grow without that thing festering in our lives. The Lord wants us to grow. The Lord wants us to live wonderful lives. If we're dwelling on things in the past, it will affect us. There have been grudges in my life that I've held, and I've been really bent out of shape with someone, and and it's so frustrating. And then I've fixed that relationship up later on and talked with that person and said, I've been feeling like this. And they've said, oh, have you? I've been going through anguish and turmoil in my life over this situation. And they're not even aware of it. But all that time, I've just been upsetting my own life, making a problem for myself. And sometimes our relationship with our parents can be that way. And sometimes, our parents come from an age where children should be seen and not heard, shouldn't have opinions and that sort of thing. And that can be hard to deal with. Put ourselves right with God. It takes that pain. In handing that pain over, it disarms it. It takes the sting out of it and enables us to grow, because when we hold things in our heart, it hinders us from growing. And at the same time, as we release those feelings, we then open up that opportunity for us to get back into relationship with our mother, if it's appropriate, or that family member, because the pain's taken away. I accept my parents for who they are. Frustrating as they have been in the past. My parents used to go off, used to go off 6 months of the year, travelling, digging gemstones out in the middle of nowhere. Used to leave around Easter, get back around October. And so getting close to Easter, I'd be thinking, we better get round and see them before they go or whatever. I'd like to have a phone call with them. They're not young people anymore. I have my visions in my mind that some stage I'm going to have to take a trip up to the bush to pick up a caravan that no one can bring back. And so I try ringing them and no answer. They have mobile phones, they turn them on when they need to use them. Pop round to see them, caravan's gone. No, they're gone. And where they are, there's no phone reception, they're out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, okay, I'll say goodbye to them next time. And then they get back. And so they'll finally give me a phone call and say, oh, how you going? Oh, great, great. When did you get back? Oh, about 3 weeks ago. Oh, okay, that's nice. So then I decide to lay the law down with them and say, hey, look, when you're going away, you have to come and say goodbye to us. You owe me the right to say goodbye in case I don't see you again, But we make sets of rules and we work within them. But the important thing is that we don't get bound up within ourselves, because that only hurts ourselves, right? God is a God of love, right? All those things that we have that come into our mind, those thoughts and negative things, the things that the devil, the opposition, puts in our head, he finds a tiny little thing that's happened 20 years ago and just starts sticking a pin in it, and stirring it up. Why? Because it ruins your life. The other person doesn't care. He's just interested in stirring you up. So today, let's have a think about what's in our heart. Let's think about perhaps if people have hurt you and you're struggling to let go. Perhaps this morning, things are great. Wonderful. It's great. Thank the Lord that things are good. Maybe you can help someone else out that's struggling. There's no point carrying things around with us. there's no point. It only hurts you. The rest of the world, unfortunately, often doesn't care about our pains. They don't see our pains. They're inside us. We're carrying them. This is the place where we should be laying them down. Laying them down at the foot of the cross and saying, Lord, help me with this. Lord, give me strength. Give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Give me courage to get through this.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.